Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here for his weekly detail. The details, if he were in the service, he's here to serve you with information about the top stories, the topics, if you will, the big hits in talk radio. There are 10 of them. Michael is going to go through them from number 10 to number 1, or maybe I should be better, more correct in terms of my English, Michael. You are going to go through them, plus the people that are on the minds of those who are having conversations on the radio. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, will you please put your hands together? Isn't that corny when people say, put your hands together for...
Yeah, put your hands together.
That put your hands in your pocket.
When did put your hands together... Let's show some love. There's one for you.
Yep.
Let's give it up for...
Yeah.
You know.
I think maybe Soul Train.
But it's all over the place.
Well,
it's changed. The English language is organic.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, when we get used to saying things and we hear new things, it's fun to follow words. You know,
it's
kind of cool.
Etymology, as a teacher, when I was an English teacher, the etymology, the origin, derivation.
I'm watching old movies. It's funny, you know, I've been watching White Christmas with Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye, which has been on TV this week for the holidays. And
It's
amazing looking at the culture of, you know, the 50s, the 40s, these days, when they made these movies, they were hip movies, and you hear all kinds of lingo and social values are expressed that were hip in their day.
Right.
And they not only seem dated, they seem like from another planet.
Yeah.
Things change rapidly in terms of what we consider to be, you know, common speech. Let's see what people are speaking about, at least this past week, or have been speaking about. Number 10, NFL action, football. Lots of talk about Tim Tebow, kind of a phenomenon. At number 9, we have Syrian violence. At number 8, we have Putin's political future tied with U.S.-Russia relations. Number 7, we have Iran military ambitions and the U.S. drone case. That's a huge story. At number 6, the ongoing Occupy movement. At number 5, we have the Eurozone debt crisis tied with the financial markets activity. At number 4, the NTSB cell phone proposal. At number 3, Iraq troop withdrawal. Number 2, the government shutdown tied with the payroll tax cut extension. And number 1, the 2012 presidential race. The most talked about people, number 10, the aforementioned Tim Tebow of football and pop cultural fame. At number 9, Bashar al-Assad. At number 8, Vladimir Putin. Number 7, Hillary Clinton. Number 6, Angela Merkel, Nicolas Sarkozy, David Cameron all tied there. John Boehner at 5, Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell at 4. At number 3, we have a tie between Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry, and Rick Santorum. At number 2, we have a tie between Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, and Ron Paul. And at number 1, Barack Obama. There you go.
All right, so I read in The Economist this past week a story about Vladimir Putin and how we're sort of understanding from, we don't like Russians, we don't like KGB, we don't like any of that stuff, we just don't like him. And apparently the people in his country don't like him much anymore. He's become almost a dictator. You know, it's sort of like Saddam Hussein, who said, we have a democracy here, please vote for me, and if you don't, I'll shoot you. More or less, those are the tactics that Putin, who's a former KGB guy, a little short guy, and history is full of little short guys who have tried to make up in their work, their deeds, what they didn't have in stature, physical acumen. You go back to Napoleon, you go to Hitler, you go to any number of people. I'm not saying that all of the despots in the history of the world were short little guys, but many of them have been. And Putin is one of them, and he's as corrupt. The Russian system is so corrupt. We think our system is corrupt, which it is. And that brings me around to something else. You know, with the focus on the Occupy Wall Street movement, Michael, the protesters in general, as you know, this last week I spent in Israel and learned a lot about regional thinking, the business about how protests spread because of the new technology, and then understanding how bad the news coverage is from the Middle East. I learned over there that most of the bureaus that were from the big news organizations have been shut down. Did you know that? Most of them, the only real presence anymore in many of the Middle Eastern countries is Al Jazeera, including Israel. Al Jazeera. So the news that we're getting is mostly reported by Palestinian stringers. And so what are they going to present that's objective? And you know, so the protests over there and people being worried. You have a lot of our talk show hosts over here. Some of the right-wingers are saying, beware the Muslim Brotherhood. The only reason the Muslim Brotherhood or any of the Muslims are gaining power is because in the protests, inherent in the complaints, is the concern about corruption. And in the Muslim faith, it is death to have corruption. Pay taxes, all of that stuff. You can't charge interest on money that you buy. All of that stuff is part of the Muslim religion. And yet people over here vilify the Muslims in general because they either don't get it or don't want to get it. I wonder, that's a long way of me bringing you around to kind of a focus that hasn't really been much of a focus, at least as far as our discussion here. The real reason for all of these protests, as highlighted in number 6 this week on our stories list.
But all I could respond to what you just said, Doug, is that I do wish that the media, not only in this country but around the world, had better resources and more of a will to seek truth and to report it for the sake of seeking truth and reporting it.
But it doesn't seem to be that's in their interests. They don't think it is, otherwise they do it, don't you think?
Well, it doesn't seem to be that they are pursuing truth for its own sake, but rather they're pursuing their own interests. And pursuing your own interests takes you off the mark. Journalism is a complicated field, and it's one that they have schools of study, and they have ethics, and they have history, and they have guidelines. And right now there's a crisis in the world of journalism academia in terms of what do you teach upcoming journalism students, how to find a job in a place where there are none, how to conform your craft to the commercial interests of those that might hire you, how to start your own blog and not make a living for the next 25 years, but bloviate all over the world. There's a crisis in journalism. And you're touching upon it from a number of angles in what you just said.
So how does that affect the quality of talk, good talk radio and good talk television? And maybe we need to define what good is.
Well, defining good is also a big, abstract, subjective question. But, it, you know, to me, good is that it serves all the points, that it serves the public, that it serves the interests financially of those that perform it, and that it serves some type of higher ethical standard. If you can pull all that off, then you're good. And I would imagine if there is better journalism and better information and better intelligence out there, the talk show hosts and the public who are listening and talking and using this medium to exchange ideas will have a better set of resources upon which to base their opinion.
Yeah, but who cares? Because it's not about that. It's about getting ratings and making money for the station. Let's follow this in just a moment. Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with the charts for the week of December 12th to 16th, 2011. More around the corner here on The Countdown.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamajammers. Little do folks know they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamajammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Jay Farner here. Happy holidays from Quicken Loans. Could you use a few extra dollars in your pocket during the holidays? Well, Quicken Loans can help make that happen, and fast. In fact, we close the majority of our loans in 30 days or less. Right now is a perfect time to give us a call. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. We're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. Experience our personal service. It's simply amazing. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com, but OfficeMax found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Do you want to give laptops instead of bath towels? Bam! Just for less than OfficeMax. Like the Toshiba 5353 laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at OfficeMax.
Don't delay. Prices get you $12.24.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here on The Countdown. Okay, so the reason that I'm bringing you around to this in terms of the quality of the talk radio is we are looking for entertainment, we're looking for ratings, we're looking to get people to stay and listen and buy products, and that's it. So all this other stuff is put aside, the facts, if you will, for the stunting of, let's say, Michael, Savage. He's going to give $1 million to Newt to get out. And then Mark Levin's going to give $100,000 to Michael Savage to shut up. And then the free beer and wax guys are going to give $1,000 to... This is like it's theater. It's fun. But it hasn't got anything to do with the facts of whatever is being discussed, right? It's just a way of getting ratings.
Well, yeah, to a degree, but there are many other places people get information, too. I mean, the entire world does not get its knowledge from Michael Savage and Mark Levin and the beer and wax guys. Well, it wasn't even them. You're talking about Freeman and Mark Edge of Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, that's it, right. Yeah,
let's give
them
a plug.
Yeah, yeah, they're good guys. I like them.
And they were just making fun of the whole thing and doing it for a good cause, and most of the people listening to this don't know what we're talking about. But the stunting and the show business and all of that, they understand.
Yeah.
Look, you asked a big question before the break, and you asked me, you know, is there any intelligence? Is there any room left for anything important and real with all of this nonsense going on? And my answer is yes, because you can't fool all the people all the time.
Uh-huh.
There is a built-in factor out there in the public. There are smart people out there, and they push back, and they don't patronize this kind of thing, and they find facts. So therefore, there is a degree of intelligence and a degree of information in the mess, and you just have to be able to sort it all out.
Yeah. Well, I think that we always talk about the farm team and who's coming along that's new, that may have new ideas as well, and new ways of doing things. It is fascinating, however, to see people or understand that people are hanging on every word that some of these hosts on some of these great stations are saying. And, you know, that's why the Savage thing is fun. And the other, it was $1,000 to have lunch with a Muslim. I think that's what it was.
yeah. People can go to talkers.com and the story's all laid out there. They can,
yep.
In the industry news, so you'll know what Doug is talking about.
Help yourself to talkers.com. Find all the stories, all the things about the personalities. Great stuff. Great. And the people who love this format will love the website for Talkers. Talkers.com. Headed by Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on The Countdown.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hello, or welcome back. Either of those two things may apply if you're just joining us. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. And as we try to understand the ups and downs of who's in what position of the GOP race, understanding the general populace is into something else, looking around, but the Ron Paul thing, it may be interesting as it comes. It is a three-person race now, don't you think, between Mitt Romney and Newt and Ron Paul. So let's get a little bit more background here from Talkos David Bowes. He's got some of the more recent comments that Gingrich, Mr. Newt Gingrich, has made about Mitt Romney, and he doesn't think Newt's doing himself any favors.
Now, Newt Gingrich took a swing at Mitt Romney.
Governor Romney said this morning on Fox News that you should return the money that you earned from Fannie Mae for
example. I love the way he and his consultants do these things. I would just say that if Governor Romney would like to give back all the money he's earned from bankrupting companies and laying off employees over his years at Bain, that I would be glad to then listen to him. And I'll bet you $10, not $10,000, that he won't take the offer.
It's kind of a masterful parley of what it was that Romney was saying. You know, Romney's talking about the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac stuff that Gingrich has described as disgraceful. And frankly, I'm not too happy about it myself. And Gingrich claims that he got the $3 million, was it 2.7? I forget what it ended up being. He started off as about 500,000 or 300,000, then it was about a 1.2 million, and then it was more. But it was these consulting fees, and he says, I was a historian for them. That makes no sense whatsoever. Can you imagine all the history professors right now saying, I got to get into this historian biz? I never knew corporations were just looking for their historians. Give them a little bit of advice. It's very lucrative. So clearly, you know, the only reason you would pay Newt for that kind of thing is because Newt has a lot of inside contacts and would be potentially influential for you. So it's another way of saying lobbyist without actually saying lobbyist, because that's supposed to be a bad thing. Personally, I don't think lobbying is always a bad thing, but I think Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have been extremely bad for the country. And there's been plenty of bipartisan problem with that going around. But then he says about Romney that Romney should have to, if Romney's willing to give back all this money about the companies he's bankrupted and the rest, Newt should know better on that. If you're taking over a floundering company, like the Bain Group would do, go into a company that's falling apart, you take it over and guide it through bankruptcy, and some people lose their jobs, it's not Bain's fault that these companies were mismanaged to the point where they had to come in and scoop them up and break them apart, right? Because the jobs that are preserved are the ones that Bain would be responsible for. If nothing happens, then everybody loses. Everybody loses the job. You know, it's an idiotic. I mean, I'm sorry. It's not that I don't. I like a lot of what Newt has to say. I think he's an interesting figure. But this is just, it's a ridiculous attack on Romney there. Because if you're saying, oh my gosh, if anybody ever goes out of business, then that's just some kind of cruel, dishonest way of making money on the part of Romney and these guys. Well, you could just let the businesses flounder and then have everybody lose their job, but exactly how does that help?
That's one of the better analyses. This guy is a pretty good talker. His name is David Bowes, and he had some very good comments, I thought, there. What'd you think about Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich and the comments Gingrich is making, and just what he said, I think, sticks. Okay, speaking of things that stick, does it make a difference to you that Christine O'Donnell, remember her from last year, unsuccessfully running under the Tea Party, Tea Party mantle, backing Mitt Romney? She was interviewed on CNN. She told the interviewer that Romney was the true anti-establishment candidate, not Gingrich, certainly. Says that Gingrich is the flip-flopper, not Romney. So, there we go. Surprise, surprise, surprise. More surprises coming up for you to hear on the countdown. It's 28 past the hour.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Introducing OnStar FMV for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
OnStar emergency.
My mom's going the wrong way.
Is she okay?
No, she's closing her eyes.
Okay, I'm going to get the police out there to help your mom.
Yay. Okay.
Police.
This is OnStar emergency. I have a young child that pressed their emergency button. She's saying that her mom keeps closing her eyes, but she's still driving. She's at Sumter and Tropical Care. I can call for sure.
Hello?
Somebody's crying. I'm only 7 years old.
Is your mom still driving?
She's going slow.
Is she diabetic?
Yeah.
Okay, we're coming to help you.
With new OnStar FMV, now you can have this kind of protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Policeman.
He did a great job.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate, tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics.
Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This just in, WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your need. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
Thank you for being here in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a unique way of trying to figure out what's going on in the world of the spoken word, the serious, issue-oriented talk radio programs that have a political bent, often are, not always, but often are the heart and soul of what we have to review, because they're more of these stations. Not that that's the way it's going. A lot of people are pushing away from the political and getting into issues that are maybe political, but they don't have a spin on them. Interesting, however, as we look at this business of the presidential race, the GOP contenders, who's endorsing whom, Ann Coulter, Dan Quayle, and now Christine O'Donnell. I was talking about her. She was a candidate from Delaware, remember, her comments fell short of giving people confidence that she'd make sense. A lot of people have the same values as those who are in the as Christine O'Donnell and others in the Tea Party. So Ann Coulter, Dan Quayle, and Christine O'Donnell have been now so far endorsed Mitt Romney. Does that sway your mind one way or another? And Gary Busey has endorsed Newt Gingrich. Does that help you to decide, yeah, I'm going to vote for that guy because Gary Busey thinks he'd be swell? Let's listen to Christine O'Donnell, talking about her reasons for endorsing Romney.
Tell us who gets your endorsement.
I like Mitt Romney, and I do have to say that, you know, this is something I gave a lot of thought to. I like all of the candidates, but there are certain things like executive experience, consistency, that are deal breakers or tie breakers for me. You know, and I think especially in such an unstable economic environment, what people criticized him for in 2008, his consistency, the fact that he was so strong, and I think people will find that appealing going into the 2012.
Well, some people say that Mitt Romney isn't the most consistent candidate because he's changed his minds about big, important issues over the years.
You know, that's one of the things that I like about him, because he's been consistent since he changed his mind. And I think that he's humble enough to say, I don't always have the right answers.
It seems like the Tea Party centers on one candidate and then becomes disenfranchised.
Right.
It was Michelle Bachmann, then it was Rick Perry. Now it seems to be Newt Gingrich. So why all this, like, searching around for a candidate?
Well, I think that in the primary process, that's okay. You know, you can do that. But we cannot get so emotional behind it that we're, you know, not willing to unite afterwards. Because, again, right now, what we're doing is we're giving Barack Obama a free pass to campaign from the Oval Office.
So the letter from the Tea Party says, specifically of concern, Ms. O'Donnell's statements that Tea Partiers should unite regardless of which candidate wins, statements expressing her personal leanings to be 70% in support of Mitt Romney, and statements regarding her personal donations to his campaign. An official stance is and always is and has always been that the Tea Party should not endorse candidates.
Well, I'm making my endorsement as personal, as Christine O'Donnell,
mm-hmm.
not on behalf of the Tea Party, not on behalf of Christine Peck. This is a personal endorsement. But, you know, as I've said before, the passion that motivates the Tea Party and gives them the energy to go forward and to be a force in the political process could be the very undoing if we're, you know, so rigid about, you know, once there is a nominee, if they refuse to unite behind whoever the front runner is, then it's going to fracture the base of the party, and it's going to make sure that Barack Obama is, you know, gets reelected.
Some of you may not think she's too intelligent, but that's a very intelligent statement, and it applies to this year for the Republicans. It's applied before to Republicans. The primary, if you're not a Democrat or a Republican, you ought to get yourself into a position where you are, so you go vote in the primaries. The whole system is rigged and needs to be changed for sure. But in the meantime, you got to play in the system in order to get what you want, and you don't get what you want unless you are able to vote in the primary. The primary is the more important of the two elections. A lot of people don't know that because they don't study or haven't been exposed to civics classes. The younger you are, even though you may have had a lousy education, the more you get why Ron Paul, for example, is the favorite and why he's moving ahead. I'm looking at the numbers right now. Paul's trailing Newt Gingrich in Iowa by just 1 point. 1 point. Gingrich holds the top spot at 22%. Ron Paul has 21%. Mitt Romney has 16%. So what does that tell you about what's really going on there? Everybody keeps talking about Gingrich. This poll was just conducted a couple of days ago, and it was among 555 Republicans who said they were going to the caucus. Now, in some years, they've had as few as 5,000-6,000 people go to the caucuses, so that's 10% of the voters. That's pretty accurate, usually, according to polling standards. So let's listen to radio host Michael Graham now talk to one of his colleagues from Iowa, a host named Simon Conway, about these polls.
The new PPP poll has Gingrich just 1 point ahead of Ron Paul among likely caucus attendees. Is it possible, based on what you're seeing and hearing on the ground, that the news coming to New Hampshire could be victory for Ron Paul in Iowa?
It's a possibility. This thing is a long way from over. I think Ron Paul's got a set number of voters, and nothing he can do now is going to change that set number. So it's going to depend on the turnout. If the turnout is huge, that is not in Ron Paul's favor. Mm-hmm. If the turnout is smaller, that is in his favor, because percentage-wise, he will go up.
We're seeing a fair number of ads here in New England. Mostly, I would say that most of the TV ads are coming from Rick Perry because he's got the most money to spend.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it like in the media environment in Iowa these days, Simon Conway?
Yeah, it's wall to wall. I mean, and also it's international. I mean, I had French TV in my studio last week. I've got the New York Times in tomorrow. They're everywhere. And of course, strangely, on January the 4th, they're all going to be going, Iowa?
That's right.
When the circus leaves town.
They forget you immediately, Simon.
Oh, immediately,
they
yes.
say they call, they say they'll write.
I know.
The ads are having the most impact. For example, Gingrich did have a 9-point lead. Now he's down to a 1-point lead. Is Gingrich getting roughed up there in Iowa?
He's getting a little bit roughed up. I mean, people are looking at it. Like, what you're really looking for here is a genuine conservative. And really, there aren't that many of those in the race. You could say that Bachman is one of those. Santorum is one of those. Rick Perry, to a slightly lesser extent, is one of those. I don't think this thing is over by a long way yet. Rick Perry is just embarking on a 44-city tour. Michelle Bachman is about to embark on a tour of all 99 of our counties, which is ridiculous that Iowa has 99 counties, but that's a whole other story. She's going to visit all 99 counties.
But Rick Santorum beat them all to it. Rick Santorum was the first guy to campaign in all 99 counties.
He did. He took well over a year to
and
do
he's
it. He's going to do it in 10 days.
But he's still in single digits, and that's the question I have for you, Simon Conway, because of the bizarre caucus system where you don't just show up and vote. You have to show up, sit in the church basement or a union hall, mm-hmm. listen to people talk, gather into teams, you know, vote someone off the island. I think there's something else. I think there's, now they've added a new musical or yeah, theatrical production part.
Secret handshake.
Yeah. So yeah. Whose voters are going to be organized enough and motivated enough to come sit in the basement? Will we see a surprise?
That's really relevant. What you said there is really relevant because this is actually a test of organization as well as a test of popularity. So, you know, with Newt Gingrich, for example, having not really campaigned, apart from debates. I mean, he was hovering around 2% and then had great debate after great debate, and suddenly when the other front runners dropped out of the way, he's suddenly zooming up the polls. Well, if you do that fast enough, which he has done, well, there's not much organization on the ground. So, in terms of organization, he's got a lot to do in the 3 weeks that are remaining, and it remains to be seen whether he can actually do it.
There's a talk host Simon Conway from Iowa on with Michael Graham. I was thinking about the last time we had Simon Conway's program focused on this program. He was talking to a caller about Herman Cain getting out. There was a Herman Cain supporter and finding it hard to go somewhere else. If you're a Herman Cain supporter, where have you gone? Many of you have gone to Newt Gingrich, which I guess makes some sense, Mitt Romney. But it's really down to three. And looking at another poll, this is the Gallup poll. Newt Gingrich's lead over Mitt Romney narrowing there. Let's see. According to the Gallup poll, Gingrich leads Romney 31% to 22%. 6-point drop in that poll. And let's see here. What else have we got that makes some sense? The poll also found that Republican voters are divided over who would stand in better to unseat Obama. 44% say Gingrich. 40% say Romney. This was 1,100 Republicans or Republican-leaning voters done by December the 12th. So, again, the polls often go in the direction of whoever pays for them. Gallup is a well-known Republican pollster. And some of these other ones, the Pew Research Center that did the other poll that I was talking about, viewed as being a little more objective. So all of this stuff, subject to change, of course, it just makes for interesting comments and conversation, which you can certainly participate in by dialing 800-510-8255. We'll spend a little bit more time on the presidential GOP side of things, and then we're going to spend some time on the proposed cell phone ban. That's a hot ditty. 17 before the hour.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looks so smart. This week at Best Buy and BestBuy.com, save 50% on all in-store Kodak Hero and other Kodak all-in-one printers. This week only at Best Buy. Valid through Saturday, December 24th. Lowest ink replacement cost is compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7999. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Introducing OnStar FMV for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
OnStar Emergency.
My mom's going to call me.
Is she okay?
No, she's closing her eyes.
Okay, I'm going to get the police out there to help your mom.
Yay.
Police.
This is OnStar Emergency. I have a young child that pressed their emergency button. She's saying that her mom keeps closing her eyes, but she's still driving. She's at Sumter and Tropical Care. I can call for sure.
Hello?
Somebody's crying. I'm only 7 years old.
Is your mom still driving?
She's going through.
Is she diabetic?
Yeah.
Okay, we're coming to help you.
With new OnStar FMV, now you can have this kind of protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
I want to see the police. policeman.
He did a great job.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy. For $199 MSRP after instant rebate, tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes. And I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take this stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
So the GOP race for the presidency, boiling it somewhat, synthesizing the information, et cetera, who's ahead, the poll, who's leading, how do the numbers change, the narrow. It's just really a thing that's in flux. A lot of intelligent comments and a lot of foolish comments, which happened. It's all part of great conversation, and we try to survey it every day on the countdown. What's going on at some of your favorite talk radio stations with your favorite hosts, and put it all together and give you a customer preference. Here's talk host Nick Reed with Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri about his reasons of endorsing Mitt Romney.
You've come out, you're a supporter of Mitt Romney, and there's been a surge from former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, and there are a lot of his former colleagues that are saying, hey, you know, he may be a great thinker and stuff, but he doesn't play well with others, and, you know, you don't want this guy. And it seems like there's somewhat of a double-edged sword there, and you worked with him, because there's probably an instinct by those who have worked with him that feel that this he wouldn't necessarily be good. But and I wonder if, and I'm just curious your thoughts about this, one of his biggest detriments is people seeing him as an insider and part of the Washington Beltway because he was there for so long. But at the same time, a lot of currently elected officials that people consider to be part of that are saying, oh, no, we don't like this guy. So I think some people see that as, well, gosh, maybe I do kind of like him after all, if the Washington insiders don't. What are your thoughts about all that and the perception and the way it's playing out?
Well, you know, what I said when I endorsed Romney was, and then I didn't endorse Romney until last September, so, you know, I let this play out for a while before I decided where I was going to be. I think Romney can do the job, and I actually think in November he's the most likely Republican to be elected. I think he puts stakes in play that nobody else does, and I think he has a real chance to be the next president, but... You know, I said at the time, I'm not opposed to anybody. I'm just for somebody.
Yeah.
I've known him a long time. He came in and did an event for me in the Senate campaign. What I think happens, if this is a debate between Newt Romney principally and Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney for the next month or so, is that people are going to see a really smart, accomplished Republicans talking about what the president should be doing and what the presidency can mean. I think that'll be a good thing for Republicans. Now, they have very different backgrounds, and I think at some point the choice is, do you want the Romney, largely private sector job creator background, or do you want the Newt background of historian and political leader and, wartime chieftain when it came to take over the House for the first time in a long time or not. And I think that's not a bad thing for conservatives or a bad thing for the Republican Party. So if it had to come down to two people, I'm not sure there are two better people for the image of our party compared to the growing image that the Democrats don't have a leader.
Hey, this is pretty... That's good. The reason I'm chuckling is because I'm just reading an op-ed piece describing Newt Gingrich as a junkyard dog, which I find that's a great it's imagery, isn't it? Moving along on the countdown to the proposed cell phone ban that has many of you hot under the collar, up next on the countdown. Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Honorable Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law. His website is stevelaw.net. We can get all kinds of interesting and important information about how to protect yourself. That's what he does. He's a lawyer that protects you from people stealing things from you like your identity. Very cool. Got a lot of legal expertise. So we invite him here on the countdown to go through a couple, three or four, depending on how much time we have, of the items that have legal ramifications. And sort of as a countdown extra, the trial of Bradley Manning. I think he's only a corporal or something, wasn't he, Steve?
That's kind of the scary part.
Right. Had access to all of these secrets, leaked them to WikiLeaks, and so his trial gets started. How can they convict this guy, especially given his the fact that stuff must be fairly easily and readily available?
Well, the interesting thing here is that we have so many secrets. We have far more classified documents than we did even 10 years ago. However, we've got a perfect storm for releasing them. We have more secrets, but we have far more people like low-level Bradley Manning who have security clearance to have access to them. And then we have the technology where it's easy to send those to anyone else. So it's interesting the laws that he's up on charges for, and I think he probably will get convicted. However, as far as Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, it really is doubtful that they will be convicted. So he, the little guy, will probably take the fall.
All right, so then what is I'm sure that as poorly run as this government is at the moment, given the fact that there's not much leadership, they probably haven't changed a thing, and the next Bradley Manning come along and do the same thing. And they'll say, well, we'll warn everybody not to do it by sending this guy down the river for the whatever the maximum sentence is. Meanwhile, what does this guy get? If he is convicted, what does he get? What does he have to do?
Oh, heck, he could be he could go all the way up to life.
Really?
These are, he's under He's brought under espionage type of charges, including, get this, a law from 1917 that's still on the books that defines espionage so broadly that in 1917 a grandmother was convicted of espionage for sending a letter to her grandson telling him not to enlist in the war because the war was just there to protect big business.
Yeah. Sounds familiar. Things haven't changed much over the last century, have they? That's really, especially the military-industrial complex, big oil, you name it. Yep, the same. So this guy ought to be a hero. In my estimation, this will be a travesty if he goes down the river because he, although he didn't know he was doing everybody a favor, WikiLeaks. There, when you look at the stuff, there's nothing there. There's nobody that's been hurt. No one who's been killed as a result of this information being leaked. And other than, as you said a few minutes ago, we have too many secrets to begin with. Who determines what's a secret and why we ought not to know it? I mean, this is preposterous stuff.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because there were two things that I thought came out of this that were very good. One was when I saw the leaks from what the State Department was doing as opposed to the military, I actually had greater respect for what was going on behind the scenes in Secretary Clinton's office. I thought, wow, they're really doing some good stuff. But the other is a wake-up. This is a corporal in the Army and a nonprofit. As far as their technology, they pale against enemies we have in China, North Korea, who can really do things with computer systems. This should be, and I hope it is, the wake-up call to our government to protect our security better.
Yeah, it is a wake-up call. But again, you haven't got people that are capable of, in terms of intellect, figuring out what the real problem is. They just want to make trouble. And let's come back around, if you will, because the Fast and Furious investigation continues.
Oh, yeah.
I think that you can make a case that maybe Holder didn't know what was going on, only because he's like so many of these other people in this administration, completely inept.
Well, you know, there was a line, and it was used against Ronald Reagan or in favor of Reagan during problems with the Iran-Contra, and they said blaming Ronald Reagan for what's going on in the government is like blaming Ronald McDonald for what happens at McDonald's. There's nothing good that comes out of Fast and Furious. Either somebody's lying or you have programs that are so significant but buried that the guys in power don't even know about them when they're going on. Either way, it was like Richard Nixon with the tapes. Either he's a crook and lying to us, or he doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, well, I think he's just inept. I think he's way over his head. There's not much that's going on there that's stimulating or looks like that's being done in the name of protecting John Q. Public. It just looks like Fast and Furious politics as usual.
Yeah.
There, and that's the sadness of it. All right, so a couple of important things that, anecdotally speaking, may or may not have been on the radar with some of the important talk radio stations, but I think Bradley Manning being put on trial will cause more conversation. So that's the good thing. SteveLaw.net. Thanks, Steve, for being here with us on the Cal-